This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders won Saturday in Nevada's presidential caucuses, taking the overall lead in delegates and cementing his front-runner status. The 78-year-old Vermont senator successfully rallied his fiercely loyal base and tapped into support from Nevada's large Latino community as the Democratic contest moved for the first time into a state with a significant minority population. Campaigning in Texas, Sanders told supporters they must work together to defeat President Donald Trump.
This is the most consequential election in the modern history of this country. Texas will play an enormous role. If we win here in Texas, Trump is finished.
The victory, while encouraging for Sanders supporters, only deepens concern among establishment-minded Democratic leaders who fear that the self-described Democratic socialist is too extreme to defeat Trump. The Korean Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention says South Korea has 123 new confirmed coronavirus cases and a fourth death from the virus, taking the national tally to 556. In Italy, thousands of people were on lockdown after hundreds came into contact with about 54 people confirmed infected. Two Italians have died so far. Their death toll in Iran rose to six. The coronavirus originated in China and has spread to more than two dozen countries. China has reported more than 75,000 cases and more than 2,400 deaths. The highway that links the Syrian capital with the northern city of Aleppo is open for public use for the first time in nearly 8 years. This comes after government forces recently captured parts of the M5 highway. This is VOA News. A United Nations report says Afghanistan passed a grim milestone with more than 100,000 civilians killed or hurt in the last 10 years since the international body began documenting casualties in a war that has raged for 18 years. Last year, there was a slight increase in the number of civilians hurt or killed, which the report says was a result of reduced casualties inflicted by the Islamic State affiliate. But still, UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan Human Rights Chief Fiona Fraser said the documentation of the report indicates over 10,000 civilian casualties for the sixth year in a row.
UNAMA has again documented for the sixth year in a row that there have been over 10,000 civilian casualties caused by the armed conflict. A third of those are people who've been killed, men, women, boys, and girls.
The report released Saturday by the UN comes as a week-long reduction of violence agreement between the U.S. and Taliban takes effect. The move paves the way for the signing of a peace accord by the end of the month. Washington hopes it will end its longest war, bring home U.S. troops, and allow intra-Afghan negotiations to begin. South Sudan opened a new chapter in its fragile emergence from civil war Saturday as rival leaders formed a coalition government. A day after President Salva Kiir dissolved the previous government, opposition leader Riek Machar was sworn in as his deputy. Kiir declared the country can now move forward.
We solemnly swear that we will work together to preserve the lives of our people and preserve their unity.
The world's youngest nation slid into civil war in 2013, 2 years after winning a long-fought independence from Sudan. Thousands took to the streets in Chile on Saturday in protest against proposals to bring in a new constitution. The call for a new constitution has been one of the demands in street protests that have swept Chile since last October. Demonstrators want to reduce the gap between rich and poor and are demanding reforms in health care, education, and pensions. Brazil's famed carnival kicked off on Saturday as millions of revelers poured into the streets, many of whom took the opportunity to parody or otherwise comment on the nation's deeply polarized politics. Since right-wing President Jair Bolsonaro took office in January 2019, Brazilians have been sharply divided, with supporters crediting the former army captain for a rapid drop in violent crime. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.